Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest is an old friend of the station, and indeed of mine. He's an international speaker whose testimony has been heard by thousands around the world. A story of crime as a London gangster before coming to faith in Jesus Christ. He has made Ireland his home, but given the amount of travel that he does, it's hardly surprising that he was on the move when the COVID lockdown kicked in. And in fact, his ordeal trying to get home included spending a number of days in quarantine on a cruise ship. With me now to tell us more, we have John Pridmore. You're very welcome back to the show, John. How are you, man?
Good, mate. How are you, Ronan?
Yeah, good indeed. Listen, first of all, John, how did you end up on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I was doing some talks in Dubai, of all places, and I decided, because they had a really good deal going on a cruise on the way back, and my mum loves cruising, that I thought that I'd treat her and get her a cruise and myself. So I did some talks in Dubai. It's actually the biggest parish in the world now, St. Mary's.
Seriously? Wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
Obviously a lot of migrant workers from Kerala and the Philippines.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so then I got on the cruise on, I think it was about the 12th of March, and we was told that it was meant to go through the Suez Canal and stop at Oman and Egypt and different places.
Lovely.
And end up in Genoa in Italy, and also
beautiful. Yeah.
Visiting Rome.
Lovely.
And of course, when we got on, then we're told that there's been a lot of problems, and we're not actually there, end up at Genoa, because Italy was really bad at the time.
Yeah, of course.
And our final stop would be Marseille in France, and we didn't, you know, worry too much. But then the next day we stopped at Oman, which was very beautiful, and had a look around. There was two more stops at Oman, but then we was told that the cruise couldn't stop at any of the other stops.
Right. And are you getting suspicious at this stage, or are you, what's going on?
Well, to be honest, it was just one of those things that you just have to accept it, you know. And
sure.
Most of the passengers, I think there was probably about 2,000 passengers on board, and we just made the most of it. And it was amazing how you really have to trust God, really, and obviously saying some prayers. And every flight I tried to book from Marseille was just cancelling, you know, as the airlines were sort of stopping flying. All my flights for counselling. But thank goodness for Aer Lingus, because when we did end up in Marseille 2 weeks later, even though we were in quarantine, the police would escort you if you had flights out of the country. And so, and we thankfully got a flight from Charles de Gaulle,
right,
which is in Paris,
sure,
with Aer Lingus. And so we had the police took us off the cruise ship. We waited in a hangar for a few hours, and then we was on a 10.5 hour coach ride across to Paris,
which is a decent, I mean, up from Marseille, massive,
yeah,
massive coach ride,
long way. Especially when you can't get off.
Yeah,
you know, there's just the one bathroom on the coach.
Yeah, exactly. And tell us, how was your mum with all that? I mean, was she freaked, or was she okay?
It was quite hard, because, you know, but I must say, people's you know, there were so many nice people. One of the police women, when they saw my mum come off this cruise, she actually took her mask, which she hadn't used,
yeah,
which was obviously for her, but she gave it to my mum and,
wow,
said, you need this more than me. And there was loves, little acts like that all the way through, where people were ultimately kind and considerate. And then when we got to the airport, the police were there to pick us up, sort of thing. So we got on with the police escort, and then we get off with the police there, and they took us into the actual airport and told us we wasn't allowed to leave. We had to get our flight.
Right.
And we were there for another 7 hours.
No. Oh,
before,
yeah,
our flight,
yeah,
went. So it was quite... And we arrived back on the Feast of Our Lady, 25th,
yeah,
of March, which was, to me, no coincidence.
Yeah.
And there was four of us on the plane, you know, me, my mum, two other passengers, and the crew.
The weirdest flight ever, basically.
Yeah, just no one was flying.
Yeah,
you know? The,
yeah,
only people who were at Charles de Gaulle were actually homeless people who, obviously, they were finding sanctuary in the airport.
Of course, yeah. So even Charles de Gaulle was absolutely, and I mean, Charles de Gaulle is huge.
It is, yeah. And it's, you know, it's normally, I've been there before, it's packed, solid.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, there was nothing. Nothing was open.
Yeah.
There was no people around. It was just like a desert, really.
Yeah, it was like something from Mad Max. That's
weird.
So you flew in. Did you fly into Dublin from there? Or was
yeah,
it?
I flew in from Dublin. And because I live, you know, my mum lives in London, but she decided to come back with me.
Sure.
Because I live in Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, lovely spot. Lovely spot. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I'm about 6 miles outside, so it's very peaceful here. Next door to the church, which thankfully is open, so I can pop in there. But yeah, it's just very nice to be back. And I left my car at the airport, so it was very easy to get back with the car, you know.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, it was a bit of a an escapade, but it was good because through the contacts I had made with the people in Dubai, I actually did another talk on Easter Sunday through Zoom to about 2,000 young people from Dubai and Abu Dhabi. They were all on lockdown, you know.
Yeah, so it brings back for a moment to Dubai. Now, you were saying St. Mary's is the biggest parish in the world, and there's a lot of Indians from Kerala and Filipinos because they'd be working there and they're flown in and all that, and they would be like Catholic, I suppose,
thing. Yeah.
So you then, and was it a youth conference that you were doing?
Yes, I've done quite a few actually. They had a big one last November where it's their sort of national youth conference, which is just outside Abu Dhabi, and that was about 3,000 young people. Archbishop Prowse from Australia, from Canberra, he was also one of the speakers. And so I did that. And I've done a few talks at St. Mary's to the parish, you know, because there's 5,000 families that go to the parish now in St. Mary's.
Wow.
And they're all obviously people who live there and work there, and their children as well, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got to know the priests and also the youth ministers. And so I've got quite a few friends there now. And so, yeah, I've done quite a few talks over the last few years in Dubai and also in Abu Dhabi. And it was the sheikhs, actually, who built the churches. So they're very open.
Yeah, they're interesting,
you know,
the
Catholic faith. They're not at all, you know, like some of the more Middle East places. They're very open.
To people of other faiths.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's really good. Wow. So look, John, I obviously lovely to make contact with you again, but do you have any final word of encouragement for those who are listening in this morning and they're going mad because of the COVID lockdown?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid to spend some time in silence. I think in our everyday lives we get caught up with trying to distract ourselves, but I found that just sitting in some silence and really trying to seek God and what he's saying to me has really helped me a lot. So that would be my thing. Don't be afraid of just sitting in some silence and really encouraging you to deepen that personal relationship with Jesus. That's what I found in the Holy Spirit as we lead up to Pentecost.
Brilliant. International speaker John Pridmore, thank you so much for talking to us
today. My pleasure.
God bless you, man.
Thanks. God bless all your listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And if you want to look up John Pridmore's talk on the Holy Spirit on that Brisbane Online conference, which also includes other great speakers like Ralph Martin and Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, who have both spoken on Spirit Radio, you can look it up at www.pentecostpilgrimage.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.